You can count on, you can rely, and this is your future, it don't seem right. But this is your battle, this is your fight.
Something in this country's gonna change. If we're ever gonna see those days again, your parents may have done it with just one job, and now we're working for less, twice as hard.
Green is blind in you, but we can say he's got yesterday's values, evident tomorrow's industry.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. This is going to be part two of the Women in Hip Hop podcast. If you did not hear part one, that is up right now on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, LFODradio.com, and pretty much anywhere that you could possibly listen to a podcast. So I would definitely check that out if you haven't. And if you have, get ready for this next part. We also have a bunch of other episodes that are up. We got the YM Prop, the Frank Knight, DJ Black Action, State of New England Hip Hop, and more. Tonight we are joined once again by Amanda Shea, LFOD Radio co-host, poet, personality, manager, mentor, marketer, etc., etc. Ari Gray, who's a writer, graphic artist, journalist, creative director, and a WBR Arts and Culture Fellow, as well as having written for Killer Boombox, Vice, Mass Appeal, Huffington Post, and many more fine publications. Jess, super low-key, fraud analyst, manager of Latrell James. And Lisa Finelli, promoter, manager, founder of Experience Creative. She works with brand management, artist development, marketing, and also founded Femme Fatale, a platform for female entertainers in the Boston area. She's a board member of Women in Music Boston as well. Before we bring them on, we also have K-Ball with us.
Hello, hello.
What's up, man?
Not too much. It's A.
I didn't even mean to do it this time. It just happened.
Of course you didn't. It's okay.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. Yeah. It was a rough week.
Really?
And it's like...
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the point. That's exactly my point, is that I'm looking at it like it's a week, but it's like, what I mean is like last week, I guess.
Yeah.
But over the weekend too, it was just all, like the last 7 days, more or less. Just, I don't know, busy, stressful, not good. You know, I felt like off balance. And then I'm like, you know what? Stick with the meditations. Stick with it. We're going to make this a weekly topic.
Yeah. You're still meditating?
Yes, sir.
Good.
But I was able to, I don't know, kind of just get back in the right mindset yesterday. And today was a good day. You know, I felt like the universe kind of lined up for me today. I was just sort of, I decided to skip class and go to the parade. That was a good time.
Shout out to the universe.
Yes, indeed.
I did another podcast about the universe earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that some
other
time.
You're wearing a universe shirt right now.
Am I?
Yeah, it looks like the universe. It's just speckled paint on his shirt.
For those of you at home, he's talking about the...
LFOD merchandise.
Forest green LFOD splatter tee. This is actually a one of one. Shout out to Mark Maron. He hates it. Every time he sees something he likes, I have him like, yeah, there's only one of those. But yeah, maybe you could get one.
Yeah. I have a black and white one.
Oh, I meant the people... People at home.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they can too.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you're in. Trust, man. You're good. Yeah. And you do have one.
I do have one. I am LFOD'd up.
Yeah. Live free or die. So, they're not tuned in for us, though, unfortunately. We'll be back next week for more, you know, with the meditation and all that.
Indeed.
what we are going to do is we're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back with the women of hip hop. For part two of this panel. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions@lfodradio.com. Send us some clean records. That's pretty much how we get everything. That's how we got these records we're about to play before we bring them on. And let us know if you're tuned in at @LFODRadio _ on Twitter or @LFODRadio anywhere else. Hit us up. Let us know because we'll be checking that. And we could get your questions in on this panel. So it's going to be a live conversation. And real quickly, grab that mic. Putting people on the spot here.
Yeah. Surprise. Tell us.
Everyone
tell
say hello to Victoria.
Hi. My name is Victoria.
Yeah, talk right into it.
I'm talking to the mic now.
Oh, you're chewing gum too. I set you up. I'm sorry.
Oof.
I feel like Soulja Boy.
Just roll with it. Chew it. Do it.
You take it out.
Mm-hmm. I swallowed it.
Oh, man. So, Victoria is the newest member of the LFOD team. She's going to be joining us, taking photos, maybe some videos, maybe helping balance out the visual aspect of things here, and documenting the shows that are taking place on the scene as well.
Yeah, shooting lots of shows, hopefully.
Where can people find your work?
You can find my work on my Instagram account for those who are tech savvy. It's VAGRIGGAH or SAVVVAG. That's Savage with 3 V's and no E.
I like it.
He likes it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
You're in. So we're going to talk to you way more next week, but we're really happy to have you on board. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
And y'all shoot her a follow, you know?
Please and thank you.
I'm not the newbie anymore.
You're not the newbie. So this is a new one from B-Leafs. It's Flawless. featuring Raekwon, Skyzoo, and Rex. He just dropped a wild star-studded album. Tons of artists on it. He's out of Cambridge, I believe. I actually met him through Lotus Taylor way back, and this ended up in our inbox, and we're going to play it. So we'll be back after this with Amanda, Jess, Ari, and Lisa. Alex, we'll talk to you next week.
About meditation.
All right. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die.
We'll switch it up.
Radio. Deadly Bacon. World in my palm. Got plans. Hold the globe in my iron palm. Deadly Bacon. Got plans. Got movements. Girl in my palm. Back for vengeance, glocked up, drinking some rocked up. Call it what you call it, I'ma call it some block stuff. Used to flash and gats, double barrels, the flips narrow. Don't even give it to doubt and hang with the monster mobsters. All of them keep rockets on them, ain't no sense for the arguments. Drugs and guns and thuns and every part of my plan's done. Hiding in my mansion one, yeah, I'm a polo head. Pull over, the Rover sober red. Riding with my niggas in Chicago, holding lead, my nigga. Cause it's the bigger we get, the bigger you fall, the bigger we shit. Check the wall full of scholars, bank robbers, ankle gold joggers. All my niggas quick to get off, popping collars, kid. It's just a family status, don't get sprayed up for fucking with the family cabbage. One, deadly but calm. World in my palm. Got plans. World in my palm. Deadly but calm. Got plans. Got movements. Hold the globe in my iron palm. My mood is to do the whole winter in low sweats. Red and black fours when the snow swept. All by default, it's like you still rep when you don't rep. And swing Cinderella bitches out of the projects. Hands get dirty for whatever you protect. But the Henny be neat when we check if it's more left. With guys who just throw their weight around when you throw threats. And y'all take cover like coat checks. Label me as the utmost if my name on a tag. Cut throats when it came to the bag. Run dope like my name on a slab. They look at me like, yo, his name is a stash. Some wrote what they bang when they brag. None dope like he is. Heroes putting dough in the ceiling. Cuban link ropes all we in. Flow like Seagrams, but everything is yak. And know what's on a 100 with whatever where we at. Talk to us. Deadly but calm. World in my palm. Got plans. World in my palm. Deadly but calm. Got plans. Got moves. Yeah. Yeah. Hold the globe in my blood, it's the optics. Cloud now view like in them cockpits. Seeking Satendia your ramp, Perendi your mobsters. Blinking peripheral, get a glimpse beyond the nonsense. The ambiance is pro-black, soldiers that's conscious. Honest to death, it's like the pressures for the pleasures. Put brothers in that Tuki position, Omega Evers. Omega levels, pulling levers to the levee sever. Hustle through severe weather, weather. We pitch, pump fake, or dodge the jab. Mixed cupcakes, or bars and lab. Whatever corner boulevard or ad. Be cautious as the bosses, wanna limit your losses. My faction's forces, phenomenal and enormous. Glorious and gorgeous as God is. Dog that, bully shit hardest. Trigonometry causes, attack the dark boys, flawless.
on trophies on trophies. I need trophies on trophies on trophies. That trophies on trophies on trophies. Top all in on niggas, you know me. Got five rings on my hand like a coat. Top all on you niggas, you know me. I need trophies on trophies on trophies. Yeah. Trophies on trophies on trophies. Trophies on trophies on trophies. I need trophies on trophies. I'm talking trophies on trophies. Top all on you niggas, you know me. Got five rings on my hand like a coat. We winning on trophies on trophies. I need trophies on trophies on trophies.
To the treasures, still smoking on dosey. They watching me closely and never approach me. I always been ballin', they never could coach me. I'm dope and so podi, I hope you don't OD. My right hand man was only my Cody. Was slinging them grands in front of the police. I needed the grands, what could you do for me? I got bigger plans to run it up mostly. All I do is win, like what's better for me? I can't tell a story, I'm savage forever. I done been broken, I done prevailed. I done fell apart and I got it together. The rain and the storm, whatever the weather. Whatever's your pleasure, your head getting severed. Who do it better, the move or the cheddar? I'm moving whatever to keep it together.
Trophies on trophies on trophies. Trophies on trophies on trophies. I need trophies on trophies on trophies. That trophies on trophies on trophies. Top ballin' on niggas, you know me. Got five rings on my hand like a coat. Top ball on you niggas, you know me. I need trophies on trophies on trophies. Trophies on trophies on trophies. Trophies on trophies on trophies. I need trophies on trophies. I'm talking trophies on trophies. Top ball on you niggas, you know me. Got five rings on my hand like a coat. We winning on trophies on trophies. I need trophies on trophies on trophies.
Fear was written, but was never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Fear was written, but was never told.
Making money, smoking mics like. Making money smoking mics like.
It all stemmed from Reaganomics. That's breaking eggs to make some regular omelets. Reporting overdoses by rich kids who beg for comics while their parents marvel at the DC propaganda. With Nancy Reagan, LA's top commander, that's when Buster Douglas dropped the Vander Holyfield. There was a time that white America thought drugs only killed the black folks or made them some funny money. I ain't trying to crack jokes. Some addicts they serve could eject their Cadillac spokes and pro-hams. No after school programs. It's crazy how them snow grams funny hip hop in the park show jams. Saw Reaganomics.
Tear was written, but was tear was written, but was never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was tear was written, but was never told.
Making money, smoking mics like.
Ronnie was a cowboy, California resident, governor. This over Hollywood actor turned president. To Republicans, he heaven sent. The war on drugs, immigrants, blacks, he just legalized the war on us. No coincidence, the CIA did this shit. Started private prisons, getting rich, ain't that about a bitch? Devour you, that's what power do. County jail, Bob Barker, name on his shower shoes. The price is right, but if you ain't white, the price is your life. Reaganomics, trickle down, voodoo economics. Pay less, but raise taxes. And they wonder why we slang.
Tear was written, but was never told. Never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was never told.
As a kid, sold my toys to get that Sega cartridge. Yeah, I'd steal to make the profits. Many dream through gates and projects. I was born into Reaganomics, or Reagan's promise. Before Isaiah Thomas, this bird didn't pay him homage. Home was staying impoverished, hope was pumped in veins with carnage. The soulless remain in office, controlling the brain and toddlers. TV playing, displaying the slaying. What remains from choppers? There's less of the training doctors and piano playing authors. For days we stay in slumber, still pray to tainted altars. Kids trained to gain and conquer, same age, they paper numbers. When it rains, it thunders. False chiefs are gained above us. Now it's Trump who operates the cranes and pulls the strings of puppets. It's all Reaganomics.
Never told.
Yo. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was never told.
It was a beautiful time. A lot of youth will climb the great heights in the middle by using the mind to make dough. Scientists and mathematicians, mad ambitious, with their pots, baggies, and dishes. New York, city breakers, Boston, and the Lakers. Wanna stop there? How far you wanna take this? I run with the makers till this day. Still feel gloom when I think of the dismay. I saw through my own two eyes in the glass of the sky. Mad innocent souls was just passing by. As a result of Reaganomics, that's when I made the promise to rap on the mic. You know what time it is.
Tear was written, but was never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Fear was written but was never told.
Making money smoking mics like. Making money smoking. Making money smoking mics like.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. We played a couple records off that Beliefs album. The first one was Flawless with Sky Zoo, Raekwon, and Rex. And that last one was Reaganomics with Elzai, Razkaz, MDOT, and Large Pro. In between those, we had the new one from A.B. Soren. That was Trophies. And we are here now, live, for part two of the Women in Hip Hop podcast. We have Amanda Shea.
Yo, yo.
Lisa Finelli.
What's going on?
Jessica Richards.
Hi.
And Ari Gray.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on with that mic, y'all? Put it, there's, see the things on the side? You can tighten it a little so it's not. Oh, nope. She's got them. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Because it's going to make a noise every time you pass it. So. See what you can do. Hey, maybe get closer.
Hey,
we'll
just sit closer together.
Yeah, yeah. Act like you know each other. Yeah. So, last time was great. Thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you for having us again.
You're welcome. Did I miss anything in the intro this time? Are we good? Has anything changed?
I was in the bathroom, so. Okay.
It was a good intro. It was a great intro.
Okay. I didn't know if anything had been updated. All right. I just wanted to get right into it. First of all, we had a lot of good feedback for the last one. A lot of people hitting us up. Sean Patel recently wrote a very nice article about it. Spoke a lot about Amanda. And he wrote about it in a few articles. And that wasn't the only thing like that popped up. So I wanted to see if any of you guys had any conversations sparked by this. Did it do anything in your world? Any good feedback, whatever, anything you want to bring to the air?
I had about as much feedback from this interview as any other interview I've ever done.
Okay.
For a while after. Even when I saw that piece that Amanda was featured in, I was like, wow, this really went much further than I thought it would. That speaks to the volume of your audience, but people were really into what we were talking about, so that was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback. Like, a lot of feedback. And people were actually, like, listening to the entire episode and, like, was just like, wow, I didn't realize. And, like, thank you, because now I'm, like, watching how I move and, like, watching how I engage with, you know, women in the industry now. And I was like, that's really dope, like, that they're taking, like, this. And a lot of them were men, like, that were reaching out. They were like, we had no idea. I had no idea. Didn't understand if this was, like, your experience. I'm pretty sure I probably know some of those people that you were referring to, coming from certain people. But, yeah, like, shout out Sean Patel, too, because a lot more people, ever since that article has been published since yesterday, actually, so many more people have seen it. And he really did the article justice, because he even dropped the link in there and everything. So, like, all you have to do is literally go to the article on the website and just press play, and it's, like, right there. So it was really, really neat that he did that. New England Hip Hop Woman of the Year. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's dope to hear that men are responding to it, too, because that's who needs to hear it.
Yeah.
Also, you reminded me, I want to be clear, we don't have any female artists on here. I mean, poets, but because this is to be, we've spoken with a lot of female artists over the years, and that perspective is entirely different and has been shared a lot and is similar to an artist journey. We wanted to really focus on the behind the scenes side of things, which isn't quite as exposed, because that was some feedback we got, and we'll continue to talk about with those artists when we're on here. But this is, you guys are all, we're talking about the behind the scenes movements. So Ari, you look like you have something to say.
Oh, no, I think a lot of people connected with unfortunately, the harassment part, which was like, you know, obviously not a good part, but I think a lot of people related to that, whether it was something that they had experienced or had seen somebody else go through. So that was interesting, not surprising to me, but definitely interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that being said, last time, the reason we're back is at the end of the last time, we're like, wow, it's over already. We had so much to say. Is there anything before we get into new topics? Is there anything you guys wanted to follow up from your points you made last time, or anything you want to get off your chest in general before we get rolling?
No, I think it was really funny. For those of you who don't know, after we got off air, we were here for a little bit, just
3 hours.
Yeah. We literally turned around.
It wasn't 3 hours, was it?
It was 3 hours. It was like 1 in the morning. We literally turned around and we're like, oh my God, it's 1 in the morning. But we got off air and we were like, just, and another thing, we all had other stuff that we wanted to share. And I don't, there hasn't been a lot of many times in my career where 3 hours went by because I was talking to a bunch of folks and I didn't realize it.
Hmm.
So it was really, it was a great conversation starter.
Hmm. That's what we want, so I'm glad to hear. All right, well then, we'll get into it. We talked a lot about the realities last time, and it did skew a little bit negative. I want to flip that and see what are some advantages that you guys feel like you have moving around.
Well, I can say one, because the industry is so small, I think that initially, like, women, I have seen, like, instances where women do look out for each other in their career. And, like, one instance I think I talked about is, like, the Saba show, in which I know his manager. Oh, wait, I probably keep moving it. Okay, so, but she initially had, you know, I reached out to her and just asked her for advice and stuff. And, you know, I seen that Saba was coming to the Brighton Music Hall for a show, and I just reached out to her and asked her if Latrell could be a part of the show, and she looked out for me, and you know, we talk occasionally all the time, so I think that's an advantage. And obviously sexual harassment does work in your favor if you know how to obviously use it to an extent. Obviously when it gets to a point, it's not great, but if you but you know, if it at least opens the conversation, I guess that's like a plus. It's an unfortunate plus, but yeah,
like a judo move.
Yeah,
like use their energy.
It's like, you want my number? No. But you can do this for me, like, let's take baby 100 steps.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Sometimes in that kind of situation, it's better to be the woman who's easier to talk to.
Yeah.
'Cause sometimes the artist managers, tour managers, the venue managers, they're already amped up. They don't need, you know, it's nice to have someone that will help decompress that. And so sometimes that's where being a woman has been helpful to me, 'cause I might be a little bit calmer than everybody else he has to deal with.
Hmm. Two out of four.
I think agreeing with what Jess was saying as far as finding solidarity with other women in the industry, I think we end up sharing stories a lot how we're doing right now. And then, I mean, obviously not every woman is helpful or nice or willing to, you know, share information or resources with you. But I find that most of the women that I've worked with in the industry have. And they've definitely helped me, I think, as far as getting places. Number one, we were just talking about Candace McDuffie. Like, that's one of...
She's the best.
Right. She's like a black
incredible
music journalist. One of the few women who I really feel like just does the work because it has to get done. Yeah. And I would say she's like one woman in the industry who's definitely given me a lot of advice and guidance. So, yeah.
That shared experience goes a long way.
And I just to add on that, because, like, I know you guys spoke about Candace, but, like, a lot of, like, you know, just overall black creatives or people that you can just relate to and understand, like, your struggles, they look out for the artists that you're, you know, they're working with, because they know that, you know, you may not have specific access that they do, but because they understand, like, maybe a layer of struggle, they can help you kind of gain access. Because at the end of the day, like, that's all that, you know, that is preventing you from getting to the next level. It's just access.
Hmm. That's true. that mic is gonna kill. all right. So if there's, we talked a lot. I guess we.
I think it's okay now.
You good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So we talked about a lot in the last one about the way men were interacting with women, and guys, we obviously need to fix this. Go back and listen to episode one and take some notes. It's simple stuff for the most part, and it should be easy as well. In taking your experience and speaking to other women who may be getting into this business, do you have any tips for them on navigating these type of situations, these disadvantages that you find yourself in regularly?
Sometimes it's just intuition and learning how to read body language and really, really paying attention to words. Like, we just had a conversation off air that, like, words matter, right? Mm. And they hold power. So I think for me, what I would say is, you know, just be mindful. Not everybody's out there to, like, overlook you or manipulate you or use you or any of those things, right? But you do have to kind of pay attention to those, like, weird cues, you know what I mean? And just listen to, like, how the conversation is going. Like, if someone's trying to work on music and they're reaching out to me, you know, on behalf of the artist, and they're saying, you know, okay, well, we'll do studio time here, 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 and here, and we map everything out. But then I'm getting, like, DMs on, like, hey, how you doing? Or, hey, what event are you going to? Or, hey, you, I can kind of, like, use my intuition in a sense to be like, okay, well, this may be venturing off outside of the business. Yeah. This may be one of those cues where I either need to, like, really put my foot down or decide at that moment whether or not I still want to be the one to communicate with this person. Yeah. And that's really all I have so far.
I'm a huge believer in protecting your energy, and, you know, exactly to what Amanda's saying. If you feel something's off, it's definitely off. Other than that, when it comes to being in a work environment, just, you know, put your nose down to the grind. Just hustle. Just do it. Get all the work done, and people will start to recognize you for your efforts instead of recognition for the sake of recognition.
Mm.
So I think that's something that people, it's very easy in the music industry. You're around entertainers. You could be around celebrities. You could be around whoever. It's very easy to start to slip off into this, to the la-la land, we call it, you know, where things just start to feel magical, but they're not. They're going to come out from you any second.
Hmm. The la-la land. I know what that is.
Yeah.
I think, like, for me, I guess the most important thing is just, like, learning how to say no early on and being okay with that. Because I feel like you're going to have to make a lot of decisions that maybe impact a lot of people that you may know, or maybe an opportunity that is okay but not ideally for you, and you have to be able to say no and walk away from it and move on with your life, and you can't really dwell on things that will pass, because that negativity is going to bring you down and alter your progress and growth. So, you know, don't take it as like, damn, you know, I just said no to this person and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, I feel bad because it's, you know, my friend or whatever. At the end of the day, business is business. And if they take it in a different way, then they need to re-alter their business. So you have to learn how to say no.
No is such an important word.
Yeah, do you... Okay. I wasn't sure if we were doing this like a, you know, everybody...
I was going to say, you don't have to go... on. I'm looking at you because you don't have a mic in front of you all
you're
the time.
Like, yeah.
So you need to... Oh, okay.
no, but...
Well, you said you had a lot to say, so I wanted... I'm making sure you
I have a lot to say about a lot of stuff. That ain't never going to change. But I think... I think they already said it all. Pretty much, say no. Trust your intuition. Don't take no BS. I think those are the main three takeaways. Things that I found the most helpful, especially saying no and setting boundaries. I think setting boundaries, very clear, concise boundaries. And a lot of times when you set boundaries, people are going to be upset by them. They may not like you once you set boundaries, but that's not your problem. And so, yeah.
And this is business.
And it's business, right?
Yeah, a lot of that is good business advice. It's not personal. And no, there's that fear, though, that saying no, you know, you'll never get asked again.
Yeah, I guess that's probably accurate. Yeah, I think that's why, like, if you are feeling bad saying no, and you know, like, no is the answer, then, like, what are you really doing? Like, you don't have a backbone. You really shouldn't probably be doing what you're doing, because that's just how it is. But then on the flip side, you can also build personal relationships and connections with people where it can, you know, your reputation kind of supersedes those kind of interactions too, you know, like where they're like, oh, Amanda's just really, really chill, and like she's really about the people and like build up and like this music thing, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, so it may stop or halt them as soon as they do the wrong move. You'll be like, hey, and then it'll stop them right away, or it might not even create them to even do it in the first place. So, like, being a personable person to a certain degree, I'm saying it is business, but there is a personal aspect to it, because people are going to treat you on what your character is based on too. That we can't dismiss those two things. Mm-hmm. Character and business kind of go hand in hand. If I hear that you have a bad character, why am I going to want to even have my artist collab with you? Straight up. I don't care how hot or how bubbling or how many times you have people viewing your Spotify accounts. It don't matter. Like, I'm just not going to do business because of the character defect. Or the reputation, I should say. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a lot.
Character defect is more accurate.
Yeah.
Reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah, character.
It's character defect.
Character defect. I'm just, because everybody can improve, okay? Yeah, like, right. I'm a firm believer of, like, you can learn and evolve, you know what I'm saying? So if it's a defect, it can be... can be fixed.
It's your attitude about the situation.
Yeah.
That will get you through.
Yeah.
My husband tells me all the time, your problem is not your problem. Your problem is your attitude about your problem. And he's right. It's annoying as hell, but he's right.
When's your husband born?
April 8th.
Aries.
Yeah. Oh, I hate Aries, so. I'm a Cancer. Well, so.
That's my rising sign.
That's my rising too. That's my crashing sign.
Sorry, we went to
They're interesting people. Sorry for all the Aries out there. You guys suck.
But we're in Aquarius season. My birthday is tomorrow, so gang, we're going to just shout out
Happy
Aquarius.
Birthday.
Thanks, ladies. I'm going to keep saying it until tomorrow.
That's why she's dressed up right now.
I'm dressed up and ready to
by
go.
By the way.
While the rest of us look like trash.
And no,
y'all are beautiful.
Like trash. No one looks like trash.
No. Tell me if you get this, because my birthday was in January and I'm getting this a lot lately.
You're Capricorn?
Capricorn. Mm. When they find out my age. Wow, you look really good for your age. I'm like, that's not a compliment.
That's like asking a person if they're pregnant. Like, you just don't do that.
It's like a backhanded.
Well,
it's
I've been asked that in the last 2 months, too, and
it's
I'm not.
It's a backhanded compliment. Don't do that.
No. Thanks.
Definitely not.
You look really good. Just leave it there.
You look healthy.
Right.
That's what I'm going to start saying.
You look vibrant. I just say vibrant. Because, like, healthy. Vibrant equates to young, you know?
We're big into healthy here. We say healthy instead of dope. That's a new thing. Dope is out.
I ain't going to cancel out dope.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, we don't do
now
cancel cultures over there.
Now you're showing your age.
Right. No, it's
no
dope.
No cancel culture.
No cancel culture over here.
Yeah, we're rocking with Gen Z. Yo, so... This is about you, though.
It's dope.
This is about you.
This is a healthy conversation.
It's a very healthy conversation.
So that being said, we talked a little bit about navigating those situations, but like general advice for women who are tuned in, who are like, I rock with these ladies. I could see myself, even after hearing all this, I want to keep pushing forward and do this. Like, how do you get started? What do you do?
Google and YouTube.
And Twitter. Twitter.
Because essentially those are your resources that you're going to use to figure out stuff that you don't know. So I learned all my stuff from Google University and YouTube College. And when I couldn't figure something out, I just looked it up. And then I would follow people that do the same things as I do. And then I would understand like how they did it. And then sometimes like I would email people and I would take things that they did in their emails and use it as ways to move forward.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh wow, this is cool. I'm going to take this language. And like, I would just keep building. And like, I feel like I have the best emails ever. Like my emails are the most
like professional, beautiful emails. I'm very proud of them. But yeah, so I would just extract things from people and I would observe people's like behaviors and I would see how they like, how they handle situations. And I would just take things and then just put them towards like, you know, my own character and my own things and on how to handle business. And now it's just easier, like, mm-hmm. you know.
I agree with all of that. Also, yeah. just go out and venture out.
Yeah,
like,
talk to people.
Go talk to people. Like, honestly, that's probably the most easiest, I would say, to the most introverted of people.
Yeah.
Go with a few of your people who you feel like you can be extroverted with and go out there and go talk to people because... That's how you're gonna know. Like, there's no reason why that phrase, like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. That's for a reason.
Yeah.
So between the powerful Google University, YouTube, Twitter things you can be researching and perfecting emails, because I totally agree with what Jess has said, you also just gotta know the right people to talk to and figure out your city or go to a city that you know that there's a scene. There, you know, at least one person everywhere. Think about it. With Facebook, it's so easy.
There's plenty of events out there too. There's plenty of opportunity to go to and just meet people and say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm an aspiring artist manager or producer or artist or whatever it is. Women in music, we have a lot of events where people will come up to us and say, oh, I want to be this, I want to be that. You know, I haven't done anything yet, but this is what I want to do. And I give them my card and like, here, email me, you know, whatever direction I can point you in. I'm more than happy to do so. Just like talk to people. That's all you really need to do. And I've also done the same thing in terms of taking bits and pieces of stuff I've received and putting, sometimes I get contracts that I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Look at that
And
clause.
I immediately call my lawyer. I'm like, this is going in now because this is great. I didn't even think about that clause. So there's a lot of stuff that I'll pull from people I work with. And whenever I there's a good idea, I definitely play off of that.
Hmm. Yeah, and people will take your ideas too, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. People will take your ideas.
Right.
They for sure 100% will. Be ready for it. At some point throughout your career.
You do not own your ideas.
You don't own your ideas.
No idea is original.
No.
Right. I love that you said that because that is very, very true.
I was sinking into the floor.
I was
sinking into the floor. Like, she didn't even say anything. Like, I was just sinking.
Jess was going in the sunken place, and Ari just watched.
Ari seen me sink into the ground, and was just like,
"You good? You got this?"
What I was gonna say, and I'm glad you mentioned that people can hit you up. I'm going to put you guys on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Are you all resources for these people to hit
up? Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Can you let them know don't hit up Ari, I guess.
No. That's not what I want to say. There is a certain way to hit up people for resources.
Thank you. Yes.
Facts.
And part of that is not treating people like they are resources.
Yes. Right.
If you really want to form meaningful connections with people, that means taking time, that means putting in effort, start a conversation, meet up for coffee,
taking space,
right? Take being in spaces together, having a consistent connection. Don't just hit people up and ask them for something or expect them to be a resource to you, because that's the first way that you're going to get blocked, or you're going to leave a sour taste in someone's mouth. They're going to be like, wow, this person's an opportunist, or they only see me as something to gain, and not as somebody. So I would say definitely use us as resources, but also see us as people, because we are people, and that impacts what we do in the culture here. So treat us as people and the resources will come. Like, I would say all of the mentors that I have who have given me resources are people that I have relationships with. We don't have to be best friends, but at the end of the day, we talk. I know how they're doing.
Hmm.
So that's what I would say.
Right.
Yeah. Co-sign all of that.
Big gem.
But also, that was about like building personal relationships, right? But also like support what they do and like know what they got going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's also very helpful. You know, if you know that they are an artist, like, start following, maybe they're managing an artist, maybe start following their artist, get in tune with the artist, like, start sharing the music, you know, actually engaging, going on Twitter, starting conversations, like, maybe put them on a playlist or something. If they're a writer, you know, start sharing some of their articles, you know, actually read something that they they've published, you know what I mean? There's ways of like building, and I don't think that's fake. I think you're really, really just trying to figure out a way of like engaging this person. And when you figure out a way of engaging, that builds already a relationship in that moment, because now that person is going to say, wow, this person took the time out. Who are they? And now you're going to sit down and have those cups of coffee and have those conversations and build those relationships and get those resources. Sometimes people will hit me up just randomly, and if it's something like I can give out at that moment and it's not in depth, I have no problem with that. You know what I mean? Not at all. But if it's going to be something like you need help with like a rollout, or you need a treatment plan, or you need to figure out how to, you know,
something that requires
some time, some kind of labor, then 9 times out of 10, if you just hit me in the quick, it's not going to happen, because why would I take
also
the time out?
Show some respect for your time and value.
Right.
I mean, you've accumulated this experience and knowledge. And
I guess I'm always a resource to, like, you know, obviously my city, because I'm from Brockton, so I make sure all those kids are good if they need shows or if they need...
Shout out to Brockton one time.
They need opportunities and stuff. You know, I've always looked out for them, whether getting them on so far or helping them make sure that nobody kills each other at their shows. You know, I've always tried to extend my time, but I think, like, as much as people, when you see people grow, and like I seen this a lot, like after Latrell came back from like the Dreamville sessions, like, you know, a lot of people just was like, it was just like overwhelming, like asking for advice and like understanding, like you kind of had to step away and be like, okay, you know, where should I dedicate my time? And like at the end of the day, like, you know, Latrell is very busy, you know, I'm very busy, and we're all very busy. Like time is like, you know, it runs away from us. We don't ever grab it. So like, just based off with like Ari said, you know, don't just come at us just to come at us, or you're looking for like an opportunity. I always say that there's a difference between advice and there's advice looking for an opportunity. Right. If you're looking for advice, looking for an opportunity, I don't have time for it. But if you're just looking for advice, I always have time for that. But I want you to come prepared though. Like, so what is your strategy, and what have you failed at? Where are you going, and what do you need from me that you can gain so you can continue on with your journey? Because I can't just give you a journey.
And just to add on to that, there's something very important that we talked about here, and it was, what exactly is a resource? That part, I can't repeat it enough. Like, tickets, asking me for tickets is not a resource. I'm saying that because I had someone hit me up recently asking for tickets to a show at Middle East. I haven't worked there in 4 years. But I'll get questions like, oh, can you get me into? Can you get me to this manager? Like, that's not what I'm talking about. If you want to be an aspiring manager and you want to ask me how to even start to go about that, I will sit there, have a conversation with you, and tell you how I started.
Right.
But know what you're asking.
Yeah, definitely. And we need, and part of the reason is we need more professionals here doing these things, you know, so it helps all of us.
Yeah.
That being said, can you let people know where they can contact you to at least make the coffee offer?
Yeah, you can go to experiencecreative.com. You can email me, lisa@experiencecreative.com, and then social media is only lisamarie@experiencecreative.
My email is super lengthy, but it's A-L, S as in Sam, C as in cat, H as in hat, A as in apple, E as in Eric, F as in Eric, F as in Frank, E as in Eric, R as in Rick, the number 3, @gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on social media.
That's it.
That on Facebook @AmandaShea.
Wow.
And you can also do IG, Amanda Shea All Day, all one word. And that's it.
It's so crazy.
That's way easier. That's it. That's it.
They're going to hit you on IG.
They definitely are.
But the email will get read, so, you know. Maybe.
I mean, I'm active on Twitter and Instagram all the time, so it's just J as in Jessica. You as a unicorn.
Yes. I wish I could use that.
JUSS_JRICH. You can also hit me on my email at jessica@sdclve.com.
Mine is kind of complicated, kind of simple.
It is, because there's not all the A's.
Right, because somebody already stole that. It's Bonita Afrobum @gmail. So it's BONITAR No.
You know you don't want to give it up.
BONITAFROBUM at Gmail. And that's also my Instagram and my Twitter. Like I said, I definitely do like having coffee conversations. Like, let's sit down and talk, like, as human beings, like, person to person.
Or break bread, even, because I'm always hungry. So, right, like, feed me.
Let's do a potluck. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, with the potluck. Right. You already know.
Let's link as people.
Contribute to my food.
Would y'all be down to put something like that together?
Listen, now you're asking for time. I thought you just needed a resource.
There's all these, I'm tired of networking events, but if you had to bring a dish, I would go to that.
Can I just say something?
Would you have a networking event?
Fire cake.
We cannot talk if the music is at a level 100 and the space is the size of a cube.
That's for another podcast. But before we get out of here, because the hour has flown by once again.
We're going to schedule part three.
Well, we're coming back. You guys
need
are
a podcast form, Sam.
Yeah. We're going to keep doing more and more of these. I think I need a what?
Like a podcast form, like an extension.
Yeah, we'll talk off air. We got some ideas.
Like LFOD after show.
Well, yeah, we got some ideas. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you're giving away the game.
Yeah.
I know.
Put it out there.
Speak it to existence.
Speaking to existence, what is the smallest thing we could change today that would have an impact on your experience as women in this field? The smallest, simplest thing that would have a huge impact.
Contracts. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, that someone right now can go, oh.
It has to be something that's plausible.
Okay. Something we can do and see you react. Like, let's do it.
Choose. Don't always chase the money. Sometimes do what's right.
Okay.
And no matter what that is, whatever it is. A lot of people around here are chasing money right now. And I'm not going to fault people for doing so, because I understand. I work with artists who do this full time. Do what's right. And it's going to come back to you 100-fold.
That's what we're banking on. No, I'm sorry.
The smallest thing we could do.
Or I could do. We're talking to, I guess, mostly.
I'm trying to like focus it on to like the music and like the business. So I would say promo. Do better at promo.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I was going to say transparency. I'm just kidding. It's like transparency. Just be more. Everybody can do a little bit more of being transparent.
That's huge. Everyone could definitely be better at promo. But I mean, just for the.
I was so joking. I meant transparency.
No, but I want to drive that home too. Promo.
Promo.
Y'all weren't joking.
Like, yeah. Transparency. Communication, right? We're trying to communicate. Right.
I think professionalism, honestly, because I think that miscommunication happens because one party is still not understanding the practices that are in play that we all initially want to follow to make our lives easier. And we can't make that easier if, you know, you're reaching out to a writer unprofessionally at 1 a.m., or you're asking to book a show in the most abstract way, or you're reaching out to somebody for tickets that hasn't worked there for years. Like, you know, professionalism is really key. And I think that the number one thing that turns me off is when, you know, emails don't have a subject line. That's a really huge pet peeve. When your email doesn't start with like hello or hi, when you don't have an ending, like best something, when you don't have a middle, you know, when you just have a link, I can't really do nothing with that. You know, I need some kind of intro. So I think professionalism is really key and eliminates a lot of misconception and a lot of miscommunication.
Representation. I changed my answer. Not transparency. Representation.
No, you're already locked in.
Am I? Representation. Meaning like, and this is more so for like artists, like, I understand, like, not everybody goes the artist manager way, and I totally get it, but, like, at least make it seem like you have some kind of representation.
Agreed.
You know, that doubles back on just saying, like, professionalism, because, like, when you're out here and you're just like, yo, this is my track, da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, where are you submitting this to? Like, at the end of the day, like, at least look like you have some kind of representation. I don't care if it's like signed by, you know, assistant of, et cetera, et cetera. Like, just have some kind of like representation for yourself.
All right.
Is that okay?
I don't see how that helps like women in hip hop, but I see what you're saying.
I think these became general.
I see what you're saying.
Sorry, I did become general. Well, professionalism is general, so I just
want to. Right, no, they're all, I think these are all.
I have a quick question for the 1 a.m. You don't like, can I not email you at 1 a.m.? I don't text women late at night because that's when you get into the,
no,
you know,
said,
the thing Amanda was talking about earlier,
like,
where it
I
gets,
mean, like a DM, or I was speaking more the terms of like Instagram or like, like unprofessional filters. Like I would never hit up somebody on Instagram unless like I personally have a relationship with them, or right, there's like another one dimension of separation where I can identify someone where there's like a common, there's a common interest and I can build off that and move on so it doesn't look awkward. Okay. But I'm never going to hit somebody up at 1 o'clock. And obviously, Instagram has the active button. So, you know, if they're not active, then why are you shooting your shot when initially it can be just bypassed?
Well, I have my, mine's turned off.
You can't, but some people have it on. So if they do have it on, use that to your advantage so you can, you know, at least see if it's seen or not. Or you
so
know.
If you have it off, you can't see if other people are on or off. Perfect. Which is,
yeah, I think if you have it off, you can't see the other person's off.
So I'm shooting shots all day. Not at night.
How's
though.
That going, Sam? I'm
working out.
I'm joking. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, do you have any advice that. So I know, like, basic things would be saying hello, you know, that Jess talked about that last time.
I just want you to talk to her like a regular human.
Yeah. That's really it. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. just like a person with feelings, like a person who has my own stuff going on in my life, my own endeavors, my own things that I want to do. Just be respectful. And again, make sure that you're respecting boundaries, whatever boundaries that you think may be there. Just, you don't need to bulldoze over them. Mutual respect goes a long, long, long way. And if you don't know something, Google it. Or ask. Admit that you don't know. Admit that, hey, I actually don't know how to actually reach out about this in the right way. Could you help me? What advice would you give me? Yeah, I would say.
That's all it. Right. I like it. And, yeah, the professional, that goes a long way. Yeah. So, this has been great, guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for having us, Sam.
Once again, you provide the platform, really.
You're right. Welcome. I'm glad.
Shout out Brandon, who texted me, who's also listening right now.
Hey. Yeah. So,
Brandon is a part of our State of New England Hip Hop panel,
yes.
which we have... We're on year four. We've entered year four. If you didn't hear that, that has a lot of the bigger advice that we were talking about here, how to move around, how to do stuff, what is missing, what could be added. And then I'm glad. Mm. Can we do this yearly maybe? Or
Yeah. Oh, can I say something real quick,
yep.
too? Really, really quick.
Right into the
mic. While we're on the topic of Brandon, also, too, finding male allies in the industry can be a really big thing.
Yes.
I've been really lucky in having two older male mentors who are there for me mm-hmm. and who, when they see something, they say something.
Yep.
And that's been, it's been great to have them have my back. I could say, yeah.
Yeah. Brandon, especially, is someone who's had my back over the years, too. I've been very grateful for his friendship and just someone who when I feel like everyone else is crazy, he'll tell me. And when I'm being crazy, he'll tell me.
He'll tell you.
Right. He's not a yes man. And everyone needs a homie like that.
Yeah.
Facts.
So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who listened to this and is hearing what they're saying and is internalizing it and acting on it. And yeah, if you need any of their info, you can also hit us up. We'll pass it along at LFOD Radio. Anywhere. Next week, we got Bobby Bangers, I think. I'm pretty excited.
Getting a little DJ set.
So if you got some records for us, submissions at LFODradio.com. Keep them clean. We're getting an extra bars from Amanda Shea today.
Oh, yeah. I did say I was going to do that.
We're getting an extra bars. So if you haven't checked out extra bars, hashtag extra bars. There's about 20 up now. There's going to be 21 probably on Thursday. And this will all be up online tomorrow. Usually hits around noon or 1. If you subscribe, you'll get it right away. If you don't subscribe, you'll get it when we tweet it. And it's on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com. We're at LFODradio everywhere, _ on Twitter. And yeah, I think that's about it. You got something?
Oh, no, I was wondering, the extra bars.
Oh, it's happening off air. Yeah, we're going to do a video and everything.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You'll be here for it.
Okay.
You'll be here till 1 a.m., right?
No. No, not tonight.
Nah. So we're going to get out of here. We got this Shells record here.
Hey, shout out Shells.
Shout out to Shells. You know her?
Yes.
What do you want to hear?
It's family.
What song do you want to hear?
Hold your weight up. You gotta hold your own, keep